Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. We are reading from the Big Book on page 18, the second full paragraph. Today's readers are Laura R., reading the 12 steps, Naomi B., reading the 12 traditions, and reading the text are Robin P., Sherry M., and Jody E. Today's reference numbers for the last two meetings, the share ID for Tuesday, November 17th at 10 a.m. meeting is 15,800 or 15800. And the share ID for this morning, 7 a.m. meeting, is 15,810 or 15810. Our newcomer greeter today will be Christina L., and making announcements will be Leslie M., and thanks to Elaine for hitting the record button. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Laura R. to read the 12 steps of OA. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Kathy. Good morning. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thanks, and I pass.
Thank you, Laura R., for your service. And Naomi B., would you please read the 12 traditions?
Yes, Kathy. Thank you, my friend. Good morning, family. This is Naomi B., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted service. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups as OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such would never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issue, hence the OA name would never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communications. 12, anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to service, and I pass.
Thanks very much, Naomi B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 18, paragraph 2, and I will ask Robin P. to get us started. Thank you, Robin.
Hi, this is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Tulum, Mexico. And it's so funny because I thought we read the second paragraph as part of the reading yesterday, so I just must be wrong. We hope this volume will inform and comfort those who are or who may be affected. There are many. I know that there's just so many people and so many groups around the world now. They had no idea, or maybe they did. It was a startup at that time, and there were so many issues they had to work through. And to be able to make a difference for probably millions now, in countries all over the world and in so many languages, it's such a huge blessing. And what a comfort, and and all the information is so important for my recovery. You know, I came in here and I thought I could will it if I could just, okay, now I got it. Okay, now I got it. Okay, now. And I had to hit bottom, and, you know, all the information about the steps and what really matters for healing people, what really matters, you know, working the 12 steps, helping others. When I work with somebody and I say the only question I have for you is what my sponsor asked me, are you willing to go to any length to recover? And that's about hitting bottom. And if they say, I'm not sure yet, I just say, just pray to hit bottom. And I never would have learned that on my own. I just thought I could will this and, Russian roulette my way through life. And the comfort to know that there is a solution, and the comfort for everyone in my life to know that there's a solution. And what a miracle to know here's the disease, here's the recovery. All you have to do is work this program. And it's just all grace. I'm really grateful to be here. I pray that everyone has a very blessed and abstinent day. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Robin P. Okay, I'm not going to take names, and I want to just remind you that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day on this meeting in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share today?
Penny L.C.
Penny
Kristen
L.
R.
Kristen R.
Carol
Penny C.
I think I heard Carol. Carol, what was your first initial of your last name?
G as in George.
Okay, thank you, Carol. And Penny C, was it after that?
Yeah, yes, thank
okay.
you.
Thanks, Penny. Anyone else?
Deb E.
Deb
Rob
E.
H.
Was that Robert?
Yeah, Rob H.
Oh, Rob H. Okay, that's a good list. Let's stop there. So we have Penny L.C., Kristen R., Carol G., Penny C., Deb E., and Rob H. Please share with us, Penny L.C.
Thank you, Kathy, for your service, and good morning. Good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And I'm you know, two very simple sentences, and yet they outline the purpose of this little chip of a book, you know, to inform us, to let us know about this solution to our problem, and to comfort us, to let us know that we're not alone and that others have found a way through it. And that brings the hope that I too could find a way beyond my disease to a new life and a new freedom. And I think it's, to me, it also speaks to, yes, this book has done amazing things, but it's not the book alone. It's the people, it's the members of all the different 12-step groups that have been willing to recover themselves and then pass it on. Because this book, sitting on a shelf by itself, would never have done what all of those people have done by giving of themselves, by passing on the words of wisdom that are in this book, by explaining the process, by listening, by being there to guide others. And so I think that this book is absolutely necessary and absolutely a gift, but it's a gift that needs to be opened and used. And I'm so grateful that it came to me and that I was able to open it and use it. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Penny L.C. Kristen R., please share with us.
Thank you for your service. Good morning. This is Kristen R., I'm a recovering compulsive overeater in Virginia. And the word I want to dial in on this morning is comfort, because I've always gone to food for comfort. I've always gone to either overindulging or binging or controlling and restricting. All as a means for comfort. And I had no idea that the 12 steps and this book could be a great comfort to me. And when it was introduced to me 3 years ago, at first I was overwhelmed by the amount of information in the book. But as my guide took me through it and helped me break down the information into manageable pieces, it became a great comfort to me. And now I can open up to almost any page in this book and find something that will help me get through the day. I also just want to claim my seat this morning and be honest and admit that I am still struggling. I went back into the food and for comfort, and now I'm working hard with a new sponsor to try to get out of the food and get into the steps again like I did before. But I'm just grateful that this is a program where I can keep coming back over and over again, and then I'm not judged, and people welcome me. So thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thanks so much, Kristen R., and yes, please keep coming back. Carol G., please share with us.
Hi there. I'm glad to be here. I am a grateful recovering compulsive reader in Illinois. Well, I have been in OA this time around about 11 years, and it was only upon getting a Big Book sponsor and then coming on to Vision that I finally realized that the program comes from the Big Book. And the more and more I started reading it and going over line by line with my sponsor at the time, I started identifying with AA. Before then, I never did. It was always like, oh, those are the alcoholics over there, but I'm an overeater. And I never put the two together. And all I could say is a past sponsor of mine suggested that I read the Big Book before going to sleep every night. And at first it was like, really, every night? And then it got to the point where it was like my comfort, especially if I was in fear, because I noticed that that's probably my biggest problem is when I get really afraid. And sometimes the fear is so great, nothing works. People try to talk to me, I can't hear them. But if I go and I start reading the Big Book, no matter where I am, there's something magical about it, something I feel is really divinely inspired. And it always soothes me. And then I can start getting connected to my higher power, and then I can go to sleep. So it is a very comforting book. And I'm just so grateful for it, and I'm grateful for all of you because it's so much fun to be able to share our feelings about it. Nobody else would get it. So thank you very much for listening, and I pass.
Thank you, Carol G. Penny C., please share with us.
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, everybody on the line. I'm Penny C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from the Boston area. What we've been reading, and especially where it's saying here in this paragraph, that there are many who are afflicted or may be afflicted and or affected. And how are we going to reach all those people, all those alcoholics, was the dilemma of the early people once this book was published. How are we going to get this to people who may profit from it, from people who need it? And so the lines of communication were not like they are today. I want to talk about quickly back in January, long before the pandemic, we've had it in our minds. I had a conversation with the fellow from Vision for You. And my thought was, and I was kind of bouncing it off her, that maybe we could do a special edition in how to encourage people to go to face-to-face meetings and, and spread the word that way. And it was so, this wise woman, not knowing what was going to happen in a couple of months from then, said, I'm not sure that's the way that we're going to be going. She said, the whole world is going virtual. And she said, I think we ought to be looking at finding more ways to spread the word through phone meetings. And I don't know if anyone heard of Zoom in those days. And looking back, how insightful this woman was, because here we are now reaching people all over the world that may have never even heard of 12-step programs via Zoom and phone and online meetings, more than we were in last January, way more. It's just another miracle of the 12-step, and I think God, is wanting to show us that there are some positives about what's happening in the world now and with the pandemic. And I'm just so grateful that I'm talking to people literally from all different parts of the world. and hearing them on the line and new people that never would have gotten the message. And so I'm just going to end with that and just say, you know, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for OA, and thank you, God, for the technology we have today. I'll pass.
Thank you, Penny C. Deb E., please share with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. And I, you know, I like to look ahead and see which paragraphs I'm going to read, and I can never quite figure out where the breaks are going to be. So I didn't think it would just be this paragraph today. And my first thought was, oh, it's so tiny. What is there to share? And it's so amazing how there's always something to share, even in two sentences. The word that really stuck out for me is comfort. Because if I think back to the months preceding my first OA meeting, I was just in so much discomfort, and I was in like this panic and so completely desperate to find help, to find some way out of the crazy binging that was daily at that point, and I had no relief from. I could not stop it at all. There was no comfort. And when I walked into my first meeting and I started sharing about what I did with food and talking about all my behaviors around food, everyone just looked at me with compassion and they nodded. And I couldn't believe at first that they understood. When we offer each other so much in that we understand each other, that we understand our fight with the food and the obsession and how we just can't stop it on our own. And I found so much comfort in that meeting. And, you know, they're the ones who introduced me to the Big Book right away. And this book is comforting. It's nice to know, like, sometimes I'll just open it up like a random page just to read something, because I know there's always something in there that will speak to me and that will help me. And then the second sentence, there are many. That also makes me think of back at that time when I first started, that like I had no idea other people did what I did with food. I think on some level I knew that there were, like, an eating disorder was a thing, you know, there were other people who had it, but I certainly didn't think anyone would understand me the way people in a way understand me. And just knowing that there are many, that there are so many of us out there, is another tremendous comfort. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Deb E. Rob H., please share with us.
Thank you. Thanks for your service. This is Rob H. from upstate New York. I didn't know what exactly I was going to share. I appreciate the short paragraphs. Sometimes in meetings I go to, they read like the entire chapter, and you know, there's so much that it gets overwhelming to me. And so I really appreciate this format. And I looked up the definitions, all the words. the volume is whatever. It just means a book. And the comfort, that means whatever. I don't remember what the definitions are, but I just feel like this is such a great program, and I feel comforted by coming here. And I've only been back in for about a year, but before this, things were totally crazy. And I sort of hesitate to call what I had an eating disorder necessarily, but I do relate to this thing where you don't act normally around food, where people would have food in the back room, and I would take food that wasn't necessarily for me, but it was put out for everybody, but I would take more than my share. And so I've been identifying a lot of, trigger foods and food behaviors and stuff, but this volume definitely is informative and comforting, because I've read other books, I've read other self-help books, and this is, you know, this is different. This is more powerful, and yeah, this is the one that I'll probably stick with is this one, because it's so relatable, and just having these meetings out in the community is so helpful as well. And our local intergroup where I'm from is trying to find different ways to put the message out, and we just started a Facebook page. And, you know, I don't like to go on Facebook, but I'm sure some people will find it eventually, and hopefully that'll get us there. But anyway, I guess I probably shouldn't have said that that internet thing. But anyway, that's all I got. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Rob H. And now I can take more names. Remember, if you shared in the last 2 days, please allow others to share too. Who would like to share?
Noel E.
Noel E. Who else?
Anna Maria L.
Anna Maria M.
L. As in language. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Barbara W.
Barbara W.
Mo H.
Mo H. Anybody else?
Jody E.
Jody E. Can take one or two more. Okay, let's go with these. Noel E., please share with us.
Hi, this is Noel E., a compulsive overeater from Louisiana. I'm so grateful for everybody's service and for all the things that are shared on this line. This passage is, it just is speaking so strongly to me today, because you know, God's timing is perfect. He orchestrates everything just for when we need it. And I was just getting off of the phone with a fellow who was, you know, making me remember that I'm not alone, that there are so many people in this program who've been in the place that I'm at, which is I'm doing my fourth step right now, and this evening I'm doing my fifth with my sponsor, and you know, I've never felt the way I'm feeling ever in my life. And incredible that I'm not in the food. I maybe have felt this way, but I've pushed it down with food. And it wasn't until I ever heard somebody talk about this program that I thought anyone had a relationship with food like what I had. And I wasn't even seeking the program out. I was listening to it, you know, a pop culture podcast, and heard someone talk about it. Someone who, you know, is not even a woman, an older man who we don't have any of the same characteristics in our lives going on, but it was like he was reading my thoughts. And I'm grateful for that day and every day since that I have not felt alone, because, you know, God is with me every moment, but he tells me all the time that I have all of you, and there is nothing that's been so significant in my life that I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And just God's good all the time. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Noel E. Anna Maria N., please share with us.
Hi, I'm Anna Maria L. I'm calling from Norway, Oslo, and I'm a grateful compulsive recovered overeater. I'm very nervous now because this is not my language, but I will practice to share a little. Thank you for service, and thank you for everything that has been shared, and thank you for this meeting. I started in Norway 24 years ago, and I got introduced to the Big Book from the very start. So so the Big Book means very, very much to me. At the beginning, I wasn't that keen on reading it, and I didn't understand everything. But the longer I've been in Norway, the more the Big Book means to me. Because I think for me, the word that hits me today was comfort, because I'm abstinent and I'm free from my overeating, but I wouldn't be that if I wouldn't have the Big Book to follow, because that's my instructions for living a life in freedom from my obsessions. So I'm very, very grateful for the Big Book, and my Big Book is very old. It's falling apart, but I can't buy a new one because I love it, and it means so much for me, because I can always turn to the Big Book, and everything stands there. I just whatever problem I have, the solution is in the Big Book. So I'm very grateful for that, and it's my big comfort in my recovery. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Ana Maria N. Barbara W., please share with us.
Did you call Barbara W.?
I did.
Wonderful. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for your service and for all the people that do service on wonderful Wednesday. One of the things that came to me, as it said, inform of some of my fondest memories were when I was in a learning situation, and that goes way back. I'm turning 75 shortly. And in college, I remember how thirsty I was for the information, especially when I was doing my training in my junior and senior year of getting ready to teach, and how excited I was. And it reminds me, the book reminds me that it is informing me of what I need to do. Much different. Well, not so much different, but telling me this is what I need to do. And I realized that I was getting stuck in the idea of this is what I had to do, and realizing that I had options within the program. Inform means it's telling me what I need to do if I want that sense of ease and comfort that comes with working my program. That's what I'm after. I remember the times I spent in indulging in sugary, flour-filled items, looking for that sense of ease and comfort, and I never found it. But here a book says inform. Now, it doesn't inform me about food, thank goodness. It informs me a way through my sense of helplessness and oh my God, I keep messing up my life, and oh poor me. And I'm grateful today I don't feel that way. And I look upon this book as a wonderful source of comfort. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Barbara W. Mo H., please share with us, Mo.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kathy. Good morning. My name is Mo H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Walnut Creek, California. Well, as some people already said, you know, really tiny, teeny paragraph, and I just love the format of this meeting, the way we pick it apart. You know, word by word, paragraph by paragraph. And so I want to say I'm so grateful to the person, my Ebby, who pointed me into the big book, actually guided me through the big book for the very first time after like 20 some years in the rooms. I had read the big book, but I had never studied it. And this is a study, it's a textbook. Someone on the earlier meeting this morning said, these are the directions on the medicine bottle. The directions for recovery are right here in this book if I follow them to my utmost ability. So they say, we hope. So that's the first 100 people, first 100 men and women who were recovered. We hope this volume will inform and comfort those. And it has informed me, and it has comforted me. And I have been of service by carrying that to others and hoping to inform and comfort them and be there for them when they call and ask for help. And they say there are many, and there are. I mean, just look around us, and we hear about people gaining weight during COVID, and I'm just so grateful that, you know, I'm kind of shut down in my house and, you know, having recently been widowed, you know, it's sometimes hard some days, but this program is carrying me through each and every sadness, each and every moment of sadness that I have, or each and every moment of support I have, or each and every moment of whatever comes my way. And I don't have to eat over it. It's not necessary. My gosh, if I ate over it, I would lose everything that I've worked for the last 5 years. So I am just so grateful for this meeting, the format, all those who give service. And I think with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mo H. Jody E., please share with us.
Thank you, Kathy. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic in Monterey, California. Well, I've appreciated everything I have heard about this beautiful small paragraph this morning. We hope, we do hope, we do care, we do want to carry this message, just as the writers of this book hoped to do. So do we, as recovered compulsive overeaters, hope that this volume will inform and comfort those of you who are or who may be affected. There are many. There certainly are many of us on this line and many of us in the world. And this volume, this amazing big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, is doing just that. It's informing and comforting us. This book is special, isn't it? I feel the same. When I first was given this book back in 1988 by my brother, as soon as I started to read it, I was fascinated. I was hooked. I could relate to the alcoholic, though I am not an alcoholic. It wasn't difficult for me to translate alcohol to food or alcoholic to compulsive eater. It wasn't difficult at all. And I could also relate to the picture of the alcoholic, the characteristics of the alcoholic, the selfishness, the self-centeredness. What has been so very helpful in this meeting is that other compulsive overeaters see that they too, like the alcoholic, need to abstain entirely from certain ingredients and foods that trigger the phenomenon of craving. I studied this book early in my time in OA with people who didn't believe that, didn't understand that or see that for them. Perhaps for them it wasn't true. And I seem to have needed a fellowship, a network of people who felt that was true for them also. That is very important for me to abstain entirely from my alcoholic foods. And of course, I also need to treat the mental obsession, which will cause me to pick up again, even if I am abstinent for a period of time. And this book informs me exactly how to do that, how to work these 12 steps, which are the real solution, a spiritual solution. Thank you. And with that, I will pass. Kathy, we can't hear you.
Sorry about that. Thank you, Jody E. We have time for two or maybe three more shares. Who would like to share?
K.S.
K.S.
Janice P.
Janice P. One more? Okay. K.S., please share with us.
Hi, everyone. This is K.S. from Northwestern Washington, and I am grateful to everyone who brings this meeting to bear every day of the work week. I appreciate your service. And I am so glad we're sharing on this paragraph, because yesterday I'd written down that that we were covering paragraphs 1 and 2. And what I wanted to share yesterday was on paragraph 2, but no one else had really shared on that little tiny two-line paragraph. And I, for myself, I don't think I really realized when I first came in how important the big book was. I had trouble identifying in as someone with a disease, and therefore it was hard for me to relate to the alcoholic in these pages. But it has been through studying this book, especially on the Vision for You meetings, that has brought me to the great understanding that I am a compulsive eater. I am a true compulsive eater, and that if I follow the information that's given here, and the information is very clear, if I follow that information, I can draw comfort from knowing that that this program works when you work it. And everyone who has shared on here on this line has shown me that it works. I hear recovered voices all the time, and therefore I love reading the instructions and sharing those with others, because it, you know, it does bring comfort to our lives. It helps us to know how to live, and I had no clue how to do that before I came into program. So I'm just grateful for your all of you out there, and I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you, K.S. And Janice P., please share with us.
Hi, this is Janice P. from Colorado, grateful recovered compulsive overeater. And yeah, this is such a tiny paragraph, yet it's so impactful. I absolutely love it. I was able just to take some time and, you know, look up some words and stuff that really jumped out for me. And first of all, this paragraph has such beautiful intentions, which I love. I almost view it as a blessing. And I was looking up hope, and it's a feeling of expectation, a feeling of trust. And, you know, that's, I love that. I love just hoping and knowing and trusting that whoever will read this will be impacted by it, and or not, you know, it's all on everybody's time. You know, I had to come to this book many times, and I'm still learning, you know, and I'm still getting comfort from this book. And comfort is a state of physical ease, a freedom from pain. And to me, that's the 10-step promises. You know, I'm today living in the 10-step promises. I don't want my bench foods. I don't even have a desire to pick them up. They're not even on my radar. And if they are, you know, I live in a house of, I have a husband and a daughter, and they eat their food. I eat my food, plain and simple, you know, and it's just, oh my gosh, there's such freedom in these words and comfort. And to me, it's an absolute miracle. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Janice P. We have time for one more share, if there's someone who would like to share.
Hi, I'm Rick from Nebraska.
Margo P.
Okay, Rick, please take us out with your share. Thank you.
Yes, you know, I too was kind of impressed by this, how short this little paragraph is, but how impactful it is too. I'm when I first read the big book, I wasn't sure it really applied to me because I don't really consider myself an alcoholic, though I come from a very alcoholic background. But I did see how it was. I was definitely a foodaholic because I was, you know, way overweight, and with all that it brings, you know, knee problems and back problems and so forth. And as I've kind of gotten into abstinence, I've been abstinent for, I don't know, probably a year now. I've gone back to my normal weight. I'm so grateful to the fellowship and to the big book and to the idea of having our higher power at the center of our lives, because that's the key. Often think back to Louis Marie de Montfort, who lived in the 17th and 18th century in France. And he was a person who really kind of unified a lot of people around, you know, what we'd call the higher power. And he said if he didn't have that, he would have been the greatest criminal in the history of France. And I think that's kind of the way I feel about it. You know, with these principles, these programs, and having God at the center of our lives, it makes all the difference in the world. And I'm so glad we've got this great fellowship. And this one is good, too, because it's a little later in the morning, so we get a lot of the shares from the beautiful western part of our country. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. I'm sorry I didn't get your last initial, but thank you for your share.
It's W, Rick W.
Thank you, Rick W. Okay, thank you everyone who has shared and listened today. We will now close with the reading from the big book on page 164 and follow that with the Serenity Prayer. Sherry M., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, good morning. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.